The following is paid commercial programming. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Listeners should not rely on the content of this broadcast, which is general in nature as the sole basis for their investment, tax, financial planning, or estate planning decisions. Statements about when we told our clients to exit and enter the market, which predate 2011, refer to recommendations collectively made by some of Retirement Planner of America's current principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and at Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc. 3 out of 5 of those principals are affiliated with ARPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations were made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that ARPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance in this broadcast does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees that decrease performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
Old man Depression, you are through, you've done us wrong.
And old man Recession, are you going to come back this year or are you going to leave us alone? Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk, of course, about inflation, the Federal Reserve, the stock market, the bond market, investments, all that kind of stuff. Of course, we talk about that. But more importantly, we also talk about Social Security, retirement planning, all that kind of stuff. And we're going to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And so this week we have a fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, and I'm the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And
wow, I feel good.
And I do feel good. And we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful thing that I can ever even think of, and that is the creation of SQIPers. And if you don't know what a SQIPer is, SQIPer is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. So when a client of ours retires, we call them a SQIPer because we want them to go out and play, have fun, enjoy, and not worry about all this financial stuff. Let us do it for them. And that's what this show is about as well. Our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can podcast this show. Believe it or not, last year we had over 250,000 downloads. Oh my gosh. You mean you aren't downloading the show? What are you thinking? You're missing out. And also you can attend our seminars. You can visit with a retirement planner. So if you're over 50, retired, retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com. Go there. Enjoy. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So this week I was interviewed by Barron's, the financial magazine, and they had an interesting question. The topic that the reporter wanted to talk with me about was cryptocurrency. And does cryptocurrency have a place in someone's retirement plan? And so that was a very interesting question. So we're going to talk about, does cryptocurrency have a place in your retirement plan? What are we telling our clients with regard to that? Okay. And I think it was a very interesting question and gave us an interesting discussion. Also this week, going to have a very self-serving segment because we are financial advisors. You know, that's kind of what we do. And so I'm going to go over questions to ask before you hire a financial advisor, okay? And I guess I'm saying it's self-serving because after you go through all these 10 different questions that we think you should ask to make sure that you're working with a proper advisor, I think you'll find that we meet all 10. So, but whether you work with us or not, we still think you should ask those questions. Also, as we do every week, we're going to talk about Social Security because Social Security is actually, for most of our clients, the largest source of income that they have outside of their investments. And so and maximizing your Social Security, we believe, is a very, very important thing. So we're on number 78 of our strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. Number 78, and the other 77, if you want to go and listen to them, reside on our website. Again, rpoa.com. Now, one of the questions, and you may have seen this in the news a lot, is the commercial real estate market. And, you know, many people, including CEOs of the largest banks, Jamie Dimon and others, are saying that the commercial real estate is a looming time bomb that could take down the economy because of these rapidly risen interest rates and all these big commercial deals that are being refinanced at higher rates, et cetera, et cetera. So the question I'm going to ask you is, commercial real estate could cause the next market crash. And my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is, are you ready? What are you doing about it? What if it does? Do you have a plan to address that? Well, we do, and we'll go over that with you later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Boom! Somebody stop me!
Oh, no. Don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where we are expected to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about something that occurs quite frequently, and that is that the financial person is the one that dies first. So we're going to talk about, if you are the financial one, how to take care of your spouse when you are gone. Okay, very important. You love your spouse, presumably, and you want to make sure that they are financially secure if you are gone out of the picture, and that they're taken care of, and that the decision making and all that they're helped with. So we want to go over with you some ideas and strategies for that. So we have a show chock full of fantastic info, and I'm sure you're going to stay tuned for the entire program. So let me talk about cryptocurrency. So first of all, I want to kind of dispel this whole thing about crypto, that word crypto. It sounds so intimidating. What is crypto? Oh my gosh. Well, digital currencies, we are already using them. You're using one right now. It's called your credit card. You don't carry around wads of cash with you, right? So you go and you put your credit card in and you buy gas or you buy groceries or whatever. And most of you use a credit card or an ATM card. You don't actually use cash. So you're using a digital currency, and so you're already doing that. So what is the difference? So cryptocurrency is essentially a digital currency, like your credit card and all that, but it's encrypted, and therefore it is a cryptocurrency. And the difference, therefore, is that it makes it better. Because think about how many times you've had to replace your credit card because somebody hacked it, and how inconvenient that is. And you see like 1,000 charges on there that were not yours, and you got to go through all that rigmarole. That's because the current digital currency that we use is not secure, and bad guys can get at it. So cryptocurrency is encrypted. It's far more difficult for bad guys to be able to do the bad things they can with your credit cards. So it's a better answer. So cryptocurrency is a better answer. It's cheaper. It's faster. You can get money to somebody else in a microsecond, and you can do it for 1/100 of the cost. And you don't have, and in doing business, cryptocurrency is also better because you don't have to trust the other side. Right now, you know, everything we do, when you buy a house, you have to go through a title search and you have to go through all this stuff because you don't trust the other side. You want to verify it. You want to make sure they actually own this house. You want to make sure that it's actually, you know, all that stuff. Well, crypto and the blockchain eliminates all that. So it makes doing business with people, even in foreign countries, so much easier because you don't have to ever even talk to them. You don't even have to ever meet them or trust them. With the cryptocurrency, they can't rip you off and you can't rip them off. So there's the trust factor is increased dramatically. So there's an old expression that says, when an irresistible force meets an immovable object, the irresistible force always wins. So what is that in our context? What is that? The irresistible force is technology. And the immovable object is you and me. We don't want this cryptocurrency. Don't make me change. I don't want to change. You know, I hated credit cards when they first came. I don't want those. I didn't like voicemail when it first came. You know, all this stuff. And now, you know, this irresistible force is technology. It wins every time. So will we have a U.S. dollar cryptocurrency? In our view, the answer is yes. The central banks around the world are working right now on developing a cryptocurrency that is denominated in their current currency. So there's a euro crypto, there's a US dollar crypto coming in the future. In our view, it is an inevitability. We will be transacting with digital currency instead of credit cards. We'll be using cryptocurrency. And if the central bank, our central bank, comes out with a US dollar cryptocurrency, then in our view, Bitcoin and all these other things will become worthless, which is why when this lady asked me from Barron's, do you think that we should, people should have cryptocurrency in their retirement plans? The answer is no, because it is so speculative that it could be worth zero tomorrow. Because if the federal government comes out with a cryptocurrency, the Central Bank of the United States comes out with a dollar crypto, and if they're gonna issue it at a dollar is a dollar. Why would you pay $60,000 for Bitcoin when you can use the US dollar one? And oh, by the way, they probably will make Bitcoin illegal, because if we have a US dollar cryptocurrency, then why are you using Bitcoin? Probably because you're a bad actor, okay? And we don't like bad actors, so therefore we're going to make you illegal. We're going to put you in jail or fine you or something. So the answer is, if you want to put money from your retirement into a cryptocurrency, 1% would be the most I would do, okay? And that way, yeah, if it goes up by 10 times, you made 10% on your 1%, but if it goes to zero, you lost 1%. So you've got a very limited downside. But the overall is, in our view, and we agree with Warren Buffett here, the Bitcoins of the world, why do they have any value? Explain to me why it's worth $10,000, $20,000, $60,000. Why? What's the math behind that? It isn't. It's basically that it is in short supply, and that it's because people are buying it. Think Beanie Babies. Anyway, that's the answer that I gave that lady, and I stand by it. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then our goal for you, we have two. One is, we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. Okay, so we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. So our everything that we do is geared around that. So our plans, everything that we do is built around making sure you have enough money to satisfy the cost of living that you want, and we want to help build that for you. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com, and you can visit with an advisor. You can attend our seminars. You can watch videos. There's tons of content there for you. So if you're over 50, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about questions to ask before you hire a financial advisor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La la la, dun dun dun, dun 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 dun, and we are back. This is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of retirement planning every week. So thank you for listening. I am Ken Morafe. I'm the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. We are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful of all endeavors, as I see it, and that is the creation of squippers. Yes, 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 yes. And if you're wondering what a squipper is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. That's what we want you to do. When you retire, we want you to go play. We want you to have fun, enjoy, and not worry about all of this boring financial stuff. We want to do it for you. So when a client of ours retires, we call them a squipper. And the year that they retire gives them the class within which they are. So if you retired in 2018, for example, you would be a squipper 18, class of 18. So it's so much fun. We enjoy it. And we want you, ladies and gentlemen, to be a squipper as well. So our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can podcast this show. We had over 250,000 downloads last year. OMG. Our goal this year is 1 million. We need your help. So go there, podcast the show, enjoy it at your leisure on your device. Also, you can attend our seminars. We're doing them live now and virtually. You can visit with a retirement planner. We are here to help you as much as we possibly can. So go to our website again. It's rpoa.com. So this, I want to talk in this segment about something that I think is extremely important. And also, I'll say it in advance, self-serving, okay? And that is questions that you should ask before you decide to, before you hire a financial advisor. What are the questions that you should ask so that you can get the answers that we feel are important for you to have? So the first question is, are you a fiduciary? Okay, we think that's very important because a fiduciary in concept, generally speaking, means that they have your best interest at heart. And we actually have what we call a core value. Our firm, these are the moral values that guide our decision making. And one of them that's very important says that our clients benefit before we do, always. And so that's essentially how we view the term fiduciary. Our client benefits before we do. The second question that you should ask in our view is, what are your personal values? What are your firm's values? And you know, I just mentioned one of them. Our number one core value in our firm is the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. Now, we could just stop with that. Everything else is basically a variation on that one, but start with that. The right thing to do is always the right thing to do. I got this one from my mom because, you know, whenever I had a moral dilemma, I would talk to my mom about it, and she'd say, Kenny, yeah, she used to call me Kenny, Kenny, the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. And I'm like, Mom, that doesn't help me. She goes, you know what the right thing to do is. If you have to ask, you already know. Just do the right thing. It always works out. So we have a whole set of core values, and so that's the most important one. The other thing that you want to know is, what is your investment philosophy? Okay, how do you, when you manage money for me, how are you? What's your philosophy behind it? Our philosophy is that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. Okay, huge distinction. If you want to grow your money super fast and you want to take the risk associated with that, we're not the firm for you. Our goal is for your money to last as long as you do. Okay, we're not trying to make the most money possible. We want to protect your principal. We want to grow it to satisfy what we need to cover your cost of living. We don't want to be greedy and may take on more risk than is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So that's our philosophy. Protection of principal is first. Growth is second. They're both important, but in that order. Because once you're retired, you lose large sums of money. It's hard to make it back. Okay, so that's the third question. The fourth question is, what is your fee structure? How do you get paid? You know, that's very important. So you want to understand thoroughly what all the fees are involved in that. And so that's pretty straightforward. The fifth question is, what kind of clients do you typically work with? Okay. And one of the things that I think makes us different is that we specialize in retirement planning. We work with people who are within 5 years of retirement or who are within the first 5 years of their retirement. So I always say that, you know, we're like elbow surgeons. We don't do heart surgery. We don't do back surgery. We don't do brain surgery. We do elbows. That's it. So if you're retired or retiring soon, that's all we do. Okay? The vast majority of our clients, that's where they sit. And therefore, because we specialize in that, we become very knowledgeable about Social Security, Medicare, your 401k, all the kind of things that someone who spends eat, drinks, and sleeps retirement planning would be thinking about, as opposed to a generalist. Okay? Number six, how will we work together? Some clients of ours, they love Zoom. You know, the pandemic kind of changed everybody. Some love to meet in person. Some want a combination of that. You know, so you want to know, how often are we going to meet? And, you know, is it going to be in person? Is it going to be virtually? What's the structure of those meetings? How are we going to do that? You want to know what's going to happen if you hire this person. So those are the questions that I think you should ask that are very, very important. And of course, it's all self-serving, because if you ask those questions, I think we may be the right fit for you. So go to our website, rpoa.com. Now, one of the things, you know, that we, when we were talking about investment philosophy and that protection of principal let me say it this way. Growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. Why? Because if you take large losses, it's very difficult to recover from that. So we have a strategy called invest and protect. And this strategy is the one that told us to sell in November of 2007 before the 2008 market crash, okay? Because we want to protect our clients from large losses. We think that's number one. We also, it told us to sell the day before the pandemic was announced in 2020. It told us to sell in April of 2022. And you know what happened to the market after that? It went down significantly. So we want to protect you from large losses. Philosophically, we think that's very important because your investments are going to give you the income you need for while you're retired. And you can't take large losses there if you want to get that income, in our view. So our website is rpoa.com. And when you're there, you have lots of options. One, of course, is you can meet with one of our retirement planners. We'll build a plan with you. We'll do it. We'll soup to nuts, no charge, no obligation. And if you want to work with us, great. And if not, that's fine too. Okay, we'll part friends. Also,
cool.
It is very cool. You could also attend our seminars. We're doing them live now. We have had tremendous attendance. It's really, people were yearning to get out after the pandemic and actually be with other human beings. It's lots of fun, lots of learning, when and how to take Social Security. We talk about how to fight inflation. We talk about how to calculate your magic number, which is the number we think you should have to so as to be able to retire. We talk about what to do with your 401k, how to diversify based on the amount of risk that's appropriate for you. So we can do a lot of, we can teach a lot of stuff in our seminars. They're free for those of you who are over 50. So hopefully you will attend those. We have lots of resources, but one of the most important things of all, and I want to stop right there and say, forget everything I just said. The most important thing of all is our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Okay, you got to come in person to the seminar or to visit with us because we bake them fresh right before you get there. They'll still be warm. The cookie smell will envelop you, and you will go to cookie heaven, and you'll learn about your finances in the process. Oh my gosh, where else can you get that? So come for the cookies and learn, and the other stuff is extra. Our website again is rpoa.com. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about strategies to maximize your Social Security number 70. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful of all endeavors. In fact, I think it is a noble obligation. And that is to create SQIPers. And if you don't know what a SQIPer is, then let me tell you. SQIPer is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision.
I love it!
Yes, indeed. We want our clients to go play, be a kid again, enjoy, have fun, not worry about all of this boring financial stuff. We want to do it for you. And that's why when a client retires, we call them a SQIPer. And if you are not a SQIPer, oh my gosh, you are missing out. You need to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can attend our seminars. You can visit with a retirement planner. You can podcast this show. We had over 250,000 downloads last year. Oh my gosh. Our goal is 1,000,000. We need your help. So go download it, podcast it. You'll enjoy the show at your convenience on your device. So let's go over what we're going to talk about. Again, the website is rpoa.com. So this is the segment of the show where we talk about Social Security. And for most of our clients, Social Security is the single largest source of income that they have. Okay, so making sure that you maximize that, we think, is very, very important. And according to the actual Social Security website itself, there are 9,000 variations on how you can, when and how you can take Social Security. Which one's right for you? Oh my gosh, I don't know how anybody who isn't trained in this stuff could make the right decision. That's why we train our retirement planners in Social Security. We certify them to make sure they're up to the speed that we want them to be, and that way they can help you to make these kinds of decisions. So if you visit with us, you're talking to somebody that understands Social Security and Medicare and all that kind of stuff. Now, this week, I want to talk about survivor benefits. And survivor benefits is what happens when one spouse passes and the surviving spouse, what do they get and how can we maximize that? And you know, Social Security, this is one part of Social Security that I think is the least talked about, but one of the most important parts of Social Security planning. If you have a disparity between the two wage earners in a marriage, if you have a high wage earner and a lower wage earner, the importance of survivor planning is very high. And the reason why is because likely is the person who was the high income earner is going to die first. Okay, because they're the ones that stressed out all the time, you know, and they were doing all that stuff. And so chances are that they're going to die first. The surviving spouse has the option of taking their own Social Security or the benefits that the decedent was getting, whichever is the higher. Okay? That's a hugely important thing I just said. The surviving spouse can get their own or the decedent's, whichever is higher. And so if you're the higher earning spouse, then you really need to think about when you're going to take Social Security. Because if you take it early, like when you're 62, for example, you'll get a lower amount just to start with while you're living. But then the other thing is that your spouse will then get a lower amount if you died first, and therefore for the rest of their life, they will be getting a lower amount. The numbers are staggering. If you look at what a surviving spouse can get, and we sometimes look at forecasting to age 90. We say, okay, your husband, your wife is going to live to age 90. And so potentially, you know, that could be many years of receiving a lower benefit. And the dollars are, you know, if you even a $300 or $400 a month differential is over the course of 30 years, tens if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's massive. Yes. So understanding that part of Social Security as the planning, so it's more than just what are you going to get when you retire and when you start at 62, 66, or 70. It's also taking into account your spouse and what they will get if you were to go first. Okay? So we want to make sure that we maximize all both sides of the equation for you. Now, as I said, our retirement planners, we put them through classes, we train them. We want to make sure that they are as knowledgeable as possible in this super complicated part of the retirement planning. So if you're in that age bracket where you're looking at making some Social Security planning stuff, well, we want to help you with that. And we want to do it for you at no charge or obligation. Okay, so now Social Security doesn't operate in a vacuum. For us to be able to properly give you a plan on that, we're going to need to know your income, your source, if you're working or not, your age, if your disparity in ages, disparities in income, your health, what your global picture is, you know, what sources of income do you have, how much money do you have. We need to build a plan around Social Security. We can't operate just in a vacuum. So we want to build a whole plan for you. And we're going to do it for you, no charge or obligation. And in the process, hopefully we can help you to make the right decision when it comes to Social Security. So take advantage of that. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. We'll schedule a time to visit with you either virtually or in person, preferably in person. We always like that better, but we'll do it virtually. And we'll build the plan with you. And when we're all done, you'll have, we think, a clear picture of when and how you should take Social Security. And if you want to work with us, fantastic. And if not, you know what? That's fine, too. Either way, we'll part friends, and there's no charge or obligation. So again, our website is Shazam Gomer. Yeah, our website is rpoa.com. Okay, so go there and have fun. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about commercial real estate could cause the next market crash. Are you ready? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I'm the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are affirmed as special. Wow, where'd you get that from? You know, ladies and gentlemen, that recording you just heard right there, that was my first day on the job. And they happened to have recording equipment going at the time. And of course, I was pretty buff at the time. I was in my 20s and I was wearing my loincloth to work and I thought I was Tarzan. And they were like, no. That's not the attire that we expect from you. And they summarily sent me home. Fortunately, I didn't get fired over it because I actually look pretty good, if I do say so myself. And I do. But anyway, I am the founder of and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We want to help people to retire when they want to and stay retired once they are retired. So the 5 years before you retire, the 5 years after you retire, that's where we sit. That's where we love to work with clients. We think it's the most important decade of your entire financial life. And that's what we do. And the majority of our clients are in that area. And one of the things that we have a lot of fun with is that once a client of ours retires, we call them a squipper. And we call them a squipper, and in the year that they retire, we add a number. So if you retired in 2020, then you're a squipper 20. and you're in the class of 20. And our goal is to help your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have financial peace of mind. That's what we do. So if you are, if you're not a client, hopefully we'd like to see if there's a fit for you there. Our website is rpoa.com. You can podcast a show. We had over 250,000 downloads last year. Blows my mind. But you know what? We don't want to sit on our laurels. We want to have 1 million downloads this year, and we can't do it without your help. So if you go to the website, podcast a show, you can listen to it whatever you want to on your device. How about that? So this is, I want to talk with you. We talked earlier in the show about our foundational philosophy, and we talked about, you know, questions that you should ask if you're going to hire a financial advisor, and that is, what is your investment philosophy? If you're going to manage my money, what's your philosophy behind that? And for us, we believe it's very important to have a preset set of what we call investment principles, so that you're not playing emotional whack-a-mole when bad things happen, when adversity comes. You want to already know in advance what you're going to do, and given a certain circumstance. And it helps you to be clear-minded and helps you to make decisions without panicking and all that kind of stuff on behalf of your clients. So we have what we call our investment principles. And the main one is, growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. Okay.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
I am that, Duke. Absolutely. Believe in it 100%. Because if you're in that 5 years before you retire, or you're in the 5 years after you retire, you're in that decade. If bad times come, you take a big hit on your investments, it is very, very difficult to recover from that and support the lifestyle that you want. In fact, many studies show that it's not possible at all. You actually could run out of money if you didn't change what you're doing. So we don't want that to happen to you. So we're always looking for the lion in the weeds. You know, we're like the elk that's super scared of the lion. And so we're always sniffing around to see, when is that bear market going to come and what could cause it? So let me give you what could cause it. We don't think it will, but it could, and therefore we want to be prepared for it. And that is the commercial real estate market. And with the Federal Reserve having raised interest rates so rapidly, from practically zero to over 5% in the space of such a short period, there's over $1 trillion, according to Bloomberg, of real estate loans. $1 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. In real estate, commercial real estate loans. And these loans are ones that are coming due this year and next year. And many of these deals were built on the assumption that interest rates are going to be, you know, really low, like 0-1%. They could go bankrupt. We could see a significant drop in that, and that could take down many, many banks. And of course, we saw what happened in 2008 when the banks started going under with real estate. And that could cause a market crash. So I'll ask you, ladies and gentlemen, if that were to happen, and there are many smart people that are saying that, you know, the commercial real estate is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and you better pay attention to it. So if that were to happen, if we did have a big real estate collapse and banks started going under and we had all that, what would you do? Are you just going to take a beating and lose lots of money, or should you plan ahead for that? In our view, you plan ahead. We have a strategy we call invest and protect. That strategy is designed to help us to mitigate the downside. It told us to sell in November of 2007. Speaking of the last time we had a big market real estate crash, it told us to sell in November of 2007, told us to stay out of stocks until June of 2009, almost a year and a half, during one of the worst bear markets in the history of our country. Our clients who followed our advice didn't lose money in 08 because they weren't even in the stock market for that entire year. So we want to protect you as well. We think that growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. You need to protect your nest egg so it can give you the income you want for the rest of your life. You know, we tell our clients we have two mandates. One is for your money to last as long as you do, and secondly, for you to have financial peace of mind. We think those are very important, and they go hand in hand. So our website is rpoa.com. If you go there, we have videos, we have articles, we have podcasts. Download our show every week. Don't miss an episode. We also have the ability to sign up for our seminars. We're doing them live and virtually. In those seminars, we'll talk about when and how to take Social Security, how to calculate your magic number. Do you have enough to retire on? That's what we call your magic number. We'll help you to calculate that the way we think you should. We'll also talk about how to fight inflation, how to diversify, how to build a protection plan to for the next market crash. We'll talk about all of that in the seminar, and we'll have and there's no charge or obligation if you're over 50. So if you go to our website rpoa.com, you can sign up there. Now, alternatively,
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
You know what? It certainly is. That's our goal. We want to make as many friends as possible. That's what we do. And in the process, if you decide you want to become a client, that's great too. But that's not the primary goal. We help, and we get helped in the process. We believe in that. Now, the other thing you can do is you can visit directly. You can bypass the seminar. You want to go and visit with a retirement planner. We'll build a plan with you. It'll be customized to you, and we'll help you to make decisions on all the things that you might be thinking about with regard to your retirement. And again, if you're over 50, no charge or obligation. If you want to work with us, great. And if not, that's fine too. Okay, so we look forward to seeing you. And also bring an appetite, because we'll have our world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, they're half an inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. They're a meal in and of themselves. So you'll have the cookies as well. So rpoa.com is the website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about you're the financial one. How do you take care of your spouse when you are gone? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I'm the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful thing that I can think of, and that is the creation of Squippers.
I love you, man.
Oh, I love you too, man. And if you don't know what a Squipper is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. So we want to cover the country in Squippers who are out there squippering their little tails off. That's what we want. And the only way to be a Squipper, by the way, is if you are a client of ours. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can attend our seminars. They're virtual and in person. You can visit with a retirement planner and build a plan. We'll do it no charge or obligation. You can podcast a show. I encourage you to do so. We had 250,000 downloads last year. Unbelievable. Our goal is 1 million. We want your help to get us there. That would be so cool. And so all of that is at rpoa.com. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. That's normally what we do, but this week we're going to talk about your very washed and clean and very deserving, generous, and loving spouse. And so we're going to talk about if you are the financial one, you're the family's CFO, and you want to make sure that, you know, how do you take care of your spouse if you go first? And so we're going to talk about that. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're going to talk about if you're the financial spouse, you're the one that does the money and the investing and all that kind of stuff, you know, how is your spouse going to be taken care of financially if you go first? Well, there's a kind of trust that is actually designed to do that, and it is called a Q-tip trust, just like this thing you stick in your ear, qualified terminal interest property. Now, the Q-tip trust is designed so that the money that you want to leave to your spouse goes into this trust. The spouse can be the trustee. Okay, so let's say it's a wife and you're the husband. So your wife can now, she can be the trustee. Which means that she has control over investing it and all of that if she wants to. Or you can name somebody else to help her and be co-trustee. This can be a child, a trusted financial advisor. It can be something like that. So you can put measures in place to protect and help your spouse to make those kinds of decisions. The other thing that it does is it protects that money from lawsuits. It protects that money from divorce. So if your spouse remarries and then subsequently gets divorced, that new husband or wife that you never met does not get your money, okay? you don't want that, I'm sure. And so it stays in the hermetically sealed container, the Q-tip trust, and it'll go to the who you've designated in advance. So one of the places where a Q-tip trust works really well is Brady Bunch families, right? Where you want to, you have your kids and your spouse has their kids, and you want to make sure that your share of the money goes to your kids or that kind of thing. So all of that is available through the use of what's called a Q-tip trust. It's a really...
That would have been impressive.
It's very impressive, yes. But as we always say, with everything we do on the show, make sure you talk to a professional before you do any of that. Now, you know what? One of the things that I would love for you to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. The estate tip of the week, such as the one you just listened to, we post it on our website. You can go back and listen to all the previous segments on all the different things we talk about, kinds of trusts, creating stuff for your grandchildren. It's all there for you. You can listen to it, read it if you'd like. You can attend our seminars. We're now having Social Security seminars. We're also doing just a global investment strategy seminar for those of you who are retired or retiring soon. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. We have tons of stuff on the website that's available to you. Now, one of the things that I'd love for you to have done for you is if you go and you click on Meet with an Advisor, what we'll do is we'll sit down with you and we'll create for you what we call a retirement cash flow plan, RCFP. And the RCFP is where we take into account your sources of income, such as Social Security, maybe you have a rental property, whatever it may be, if you're going to work part-time when you're retired, we're going to take that into account, all your sources of expenses, your cost of living, your traveling, the gifts you may make to kids or charities. We want to take all of that into account. We want to project it out into the future. Look 5, 10, 15, 20 years into the future. And then we want to look at that and say, how will you be? Number one, do you have enough to retire on? Number two, will you run out of money at your current spending level? Or maybe you could spend more. You know, that's a lot of times that's the case.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
It absolutely is, Dorothy. And so what we'll do for you, we'll do all of that. We'll create the RCFP. It'll be yours if you want to take it with you, and there's no charge or obligation, and we will part friends. So our website, again, is rpoa.com. You know what, Jack? The show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
This program is not a solicitation to effect specific securities transactions and does not provide personalized advice. All investments and strategies, including those described in this broadcast, have the potential for profit or loss for which risk varies but can't be eliminated and for which there is no assurance of future performance. Targets in this broadcast are not predictions or projections of investment results. Index performance data is for comparison purposes only. Timing issues may cause the positions discussed in this broadcast to change. Not all services provided by RPOA are appropriate for all clients. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional about their specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Kenmore Rafe or RPOA. References to Barron's Top 100 Independent Advisors refers to ranking achieved by Kenmore Rafe individually for the years 2012 through 2019 and 2022. The 2023 Barron's Award refers to a ranking received by Retirement Planners of America as a firm. Rankings published by unaffiliated rating services and or publications are generally based on information prepared and or submitted by the recognized advisor based upon information from the year awarded. Awards, rankings, and recognition do not guarantee and should not be construed as a guarantee of RPOA's future performance or its clients' investment success and should not be viewed as an endorsement of RPOA by any of its clients. The disclosures at www.rpoa.com further describe related criteria. Unless otherwise indicated, RPOA did not pay a fee to the sponsors of the ratings or rankings to participate. Kenmore Rafe is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative of RPOA, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the investment or tech strategy, predicting market fluctuations, for which there is no assurance. This strategy relies on a sell signal and a buy signal that is not guaranteed to be profitable. It may have a negative impact on a client's long-term return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market or a 20% or greater drop in a market index, and affected investors would not participate in the gains that could have realized by remaining invested. The strategy could also fail to accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of strategy is implemented, affected investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax consequences. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our Form ADV Part 2.